All right. So we're back for another week of Mai Tai and Tojo versus the Airwaves. And what are we talking about this week, Tojo?
Life and death.
All right.
Situations of peril and disaster. But we have another guest this week.
Oh, all right. So why don't you introduce her?
I don't know her that well.
Oh, really?
No, we've heard the stories of me and Reno. This was my neighbor in Reno, and we hung out quite a bit because we weren't stoners and everyone else in Reno was.
Yeah, that's me. So, I'm Skittles.
Skittles, that is a fake name. We're not going to try and bullshit you that she's some Russian babe or anything. That's her fake name. She's afraid that this...
It will jeopardize her future job or something, whatever. Something like that.
Bullshit, so.
I mean, if that's true, then me and you are just absolutely screwed.
Yeah, like. Pretty much. But anyway, thank you for joining us, Skittles.
Skittles. I'm going to try and let the real name not slip because I already know what's going to happen. Like 5 minutes from now, I'm going to be like, so, blah, 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 blah.
So, yeah.
I mean, Skittles. Crap.
Anyway, tell us about yourself if you want to promote what you do or your major or what.
I'm an elementary ed, so I want to be an elementary school teacher, and I'm currently a nanny, so I watch all these little window lickers all day.
Window lickers?
Window lickers.
What does your boyfriend call them?
He calls them window lickers.
Oh, I thought you...
What are window lickers?
Haven't you ever seen kids when they lick windows all the time?
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
No, I've never seen a kid lick a window. Probably.
Oh, they do it all the time. It's like their favorite pastime.
Licking windows.
Yes.
Have you ever licked... TJ, did you lick windows when you were younger?
I licked a whole different kind of stuff.
Was it your pasture?
My pasture?
Pasture. I actually don't... Was it your priest? I can actually...
Do I look like someone that went to church? Come on. I am a troubled young
man.
Well,
if you were looking something, I assume you just went to church.
Well, anyway, thank you for joining us and for not speaking into the microphone directly. Oh.
You're welcome.
And for being a smartass. But, why don't you start us off with your news since it's fresh in your mind.
Oh, my news. All right. So, of course, you know, like, we're trying to find alternative sources of energy and much cheaper alternative sources of energy that don't run out, like coal runs out, oil runs out.
Sure.
You thought that stuff was endless? Like, no. What they're trying to do is solar power, wind power, you know, all those types of renewable energy sources, I guess you can call them. And what they've done at MIT is they found a way to mix like grass clippings, like when you mow the lawn, what's left over, and you mix it with some like powder type of chemical, and then you spread it on like glass or a special metal, and it'll generate electricity. So it's your own homemade solar panel. And the idea is to like have it really cheap, have it really accessible to people in third world countries so that they can have their own energy, which it would never work in Vegas because there is no grass, let alone will you ever find grass clippings. So I don't know. They obviously didn't plan this out
glass
too well.
Clippings.
My English is all messed up today.
Why you no listen?
Why you make fun of me?
My accent. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, so I think it's, I mean, it hasn't been perfected. Again, something that they're working on. But I think they've already gotten the grass clippings to work. They just haven't made like a really cheap powder yet that's worked yet.
Okay.
To mix with the grass. So it's pretty crazy. I think it's, I mean, to me it's interesting. But stuff,
you know,
that makes people fall asleep usually is always
interesting. All your stories always like are interesting to me, but I've yet to see any of the stories we've talked about in the past 6 weeks happen.
Oh, that's because like technology takes a long time to manufacture and then
technology
you
technology is exponential, my friend.
Not all the time. It's gotta level out somewhere. But, that's because usually, like, even though they have the technology and it works and they know it works, like, the people who have it want it patented and then you have to buy it from them and then they don't want to sell it to you. And that's why technology takes a lot longer to spread than it should. Herpes is way easier to spread.
So
I've heard.
Just by sitting on TJ's bed.
I offered for you to sit on the floor. You were the one that was like, no, I'll sit on the bed.
I'll sit on this nasty bed with herpes
on it. Who
knows
what's down here?
All right. So we were going to talk about life and death, and I can't remember how we came up with the topic. We were sitting around talking about what TV show. You were telling me to watch a TV show. I still haven't watched it. What was it? Walking
no
Dead?
I what you're talking about.
Because we started talking about
this
topic.
Right. Okay.
We were talking about Walking Dead. So why don't you explain it? Because you've actually seen the series.
Okay.
I haven't gotten around to watching it.
Spoiler alert for any people that watch Walking Dead, but
I have no idea what that even is.
It's a TV show about zombies.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
So there's a character, one of the main characters, probably like the second main character. His name is Shane. And he's being chased by these zombies. And he and this other guy are completely out of bullets. So it's him and this other guy. So it's just them, and they're running from zombies. And they're like, oh, I'm out of bullets, I'm out of bullets. What are we going to do? We can't outrun them. There's too many of them, because they had gotten hurt earlier in the episode, so they're limping, and they couldn't outrun them. So finally, Shane flats out shoots the other guy in the knee, so the guy falls down, and then Shane can get away.
Oh, so it's like whoever can run faster.
Yeah, it's
really I don't
well,
need to run.
Well, he shoots the other guy in the knee. It's not really running faster at that point.
Well,
the guy with the
I
leg
mean.
That's not shot is going to run faster.
What's that saying? I don't need to outrun the lion. I
yeah,
just need to outrun you.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
I was thinking it'd be interesting to have a show kind of similar to that, where it's like, could you ever do something like that? Like, if it was between you and someone else... You were going to be a nursing major for a while, right?
Oh, yeah, I was.
So, okay. So, how about put this in this context? If you had two people that were coming in and you could only save one of them, do you think you could do that? Do you think you could hold someone's life in your hand and let someone else go?
I don't know. It would depend on what kind of person they were, I guess.
But what if you don't have that time to get to know them?
Oh, just their appearance,
sir?
I suppose.
Excuse me, sir. Are you a good person? He's unconscious. She gets on Facebook. This guy has more friends.
That is totally what I would do.
You know what? That's what I'm going to do if that ever happens. Which one of you needs chemotherapy? Well, you have more friends on Facebook, so you got to be the better person.
Okay, I'm going to poke you both. Whoever pokes me back first will get the treatment. The guy, like, jumps out of consciousness. I'll do it. But no, I don't think I could ever do anything like that. That's what I was saying. That's how the show topic
yeah,
came up.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't
said
think I could do that.
You couldn't. And my argument was, I would, first of all. If it was to that point. I don't think I could now, and I don't feel like I could, but I pretty much know that I would. And I guess one of the reasons was, is, like, even when your life is not in danger, when someone is just telling you to do so, like, you're a nursing major. Have you heard of the experiment? Can't remember what it's called, but it's
Milgram? It was something like that.
Was it? But I know it's been redone and redone and redone,
day,
and
yeah.
The results are almost always the same. It's been done at, like, every major university, and what it is...
Is it illegal now, though?
Well, no, it's not illegal.
What?
Okay, let's just talk about what it is. I have
okay,
no
well,
idea.
Okay, well, what it is, is you have a person, sitting in a room who's supposedly going to get the electric shock. And they don't actually do what they are, is they're like an actor, so no one actually gets hurt or shocked. But the person who's doing the experiment doesn't know that, or who's the experimentee doesn't know that. So there's a glass divide, and you see the actor in the room who you think you're shocking, but you're not.
Yeah, it's something like they think, it's kind of like, I don't know, reverse punk kind of thing. Like, they think they're finding out the pain tolerance of the person in the other room, but really the study is about them, whether or not they will hurt
right.
that person.
Right, yeah. I've heard about that before.
Yeah, and they've redone this experiment, like, hundreds of times. Like, they did at a major university, and then another one, so, I mean, the results are really, really, I guess, firm in what it shows. And what it is someone stands over the other person's shoulder and tells them to shock the third person that's in the separate room. And eventually the shocks, they start out small, just like a little bit of pain, and it gets worse, and then it gets worse, and then it gets worse, and then supposedly the person in the room dies.
Can they hear or see that person?
That's why they hire an actor
to do it.
That's why they hire an actor.
They're like screaming, they're like, no, I want out, I don't want part of the experiment
It's not
anymore.
Like you don't know whether or not you're actually hurting someone. Like, it's a glass divide, you can't hear, like, I'm not sure if you could hear them anything, but they were
the
right
ones
over
I've
there.
The ones I've seen, it was always they could hear but not see. But
really?
Yeah.
Okay, alright, I thought it was see but not hear. That's what I thought. I don't know. But anyways, so what they found out was, like, I think about 76% would shock someone until extreme pain. And then actually, like, 34% of people or 43% of people would shock someone else until they died.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, would actually go that far to unconsciousness or something along those lines. Wow. So, I mean, that's not even, like, a life and death situation. That's someone standing over your shoulder telling you to shock them. It was, the idea of the experiment was to show how well we follow orders or follow an authoritative figure right there.
Right.
Yeah.
That is so scary.
Well, I know I've talked to you about this outside. Maybe I've talked about it on the show, and if I have, stop me.
Okay.
But I heard about this, there's this movie that's out right now, that is about a true story. Now, this is a true story. This hacker, or prank caller, or whatever, calls McDonald's and says, hi, this is so-and-so with the police department. I got a call from one of the customers there saying that one of your employees robbed them.
Yeah.
Have I talked about this on the show?
No. No, I've never even heard this before.
Yes,
you haven't talked. No.
Oh, I know I've talked to you about this. Anyway,
no, I know you haven't.
This police officer is talking to the manager, and it's not a police officer, but he tells the manager it's a police officer.
Yeah.
And he's like, I need you to find whichever employee matches this description. And it's like, short, brunette, kind of skinny. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, it's so like, oh, do-do-do. You know, like, it's so obvious.
Yeah.
So the manager goes and gets a girl. I think her name was, like, Louise Ogborn or something. I was reading the story.
Oh, no, you did tell me this. Okay, but you didn't tell me at the very beginning. I know what this is about. Okay, keep going.
Okay.
But we haven't talked about it on the show. No.
Yeah. And this goes hand-in-hand with exactly what you were just talking about, the Milgram experiment or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, this guy was like, okay, I need you. This is not, it's a crime that's already been committed, so there's no reason for us to send a unit out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
We'll send a unit by when they're not busy. So, if you're cool with it, we need you to conduct the investigation. The manager's like, oh, of course, I'll happy to help, whatever you need. So, she brings in this girl that matches this description. It's like, did you take the money? No, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, what did she say? No, what do you want me to do? Search her clothes. Pat her down. Okay, so it starts out with a pat down. And it escalates and escalates. And then eventually, this guy convinces this manager to strip her down naked and, like, do a full body cavity search on her.
What?
Yeah, and then it gets even weirder. This is true. This is 100% true. It gets even weirder when the manager has to go run the store because she's a manager, and the cop says, well, we can't send the unit out yet. You have to have somebody watch her. Like, this is the law. I need you to have someone watch her so we can send a unit down to come pick her up.
Yeah.
She can't watch her, so she sends in, like, her fiance, who doesn't work for the restaurant.
Jesus Christ.
But sends
okay.
in her fiance to watch this naked girl.
I didn't know this part. I think you only told me about, like, strip search.
Oh.
You didn't tell me about this part.
Okay.
So I'm kind of like, what the
it
heck?
It escalates to the point where he, you know, he's like, okay, now she's talking to the fiance. He's like, hey, I need you to conduct a cavity search. So before it was a woman manager, which is, like, it's weird, but, like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
It sounds plausible. But this guy, this, like, 50-year-old guy, gets talked into inspecting this 18-year-old girl's naked body. And it escalates and escalates and escalates until eventually the caller makes the girl give the guy a blowjob.
What?
Are you serious?
Yep.
So this was a prank call.
Yep.
It was a prank call.
And
that's
then finally,
crazy.
And then finally, like, I don't know why he eventually stopped it, but he did. And was like, oh, I can't do this anymore, to his fiance. So the caller, of course, is like, to the manager, we still need someone to watch her. So she goes and gets someone else to watch her, and it's about to start all over again. But this guy's like, what the fuck do you want me to do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He actually has a brain.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not going to do that. What are you talking about? If you want to strip search this girl, you can send a unit down here right now.
Yeah.
So the caller hangs up, and then everyone goes to jail.
Even the guy
Wait,
that said
except
no?
Except for the guy.
They caught the guy eventually, but he got off.
No, the guy that said no.
Not that guy.
Oh, okay, he better not have. That's terrible.
No, but, like, yeah, the manager got fired and got, like, a shitload of fines. The guy that got the blowjob went to jail.
Yeah.
The caller eventually got caught, like, years later because he did it a couple other times. But in this case, it was specifically noticeable because it was all caught on camera.
Oh.
Like, a manager, like, there was a video camera in the office.
Gotcha.
So they used this case to catch him. But gotcha. He had done it before, and a lot of stuff like this has happened.
Oh,
but
Jesus.
But, like, yeah, it's people like that, they just, they, yeah, exactly what you're saying. They,
yeah, yeah, because especially with police officers, because I did watch, like, it wasn't, like, a real experiment, you know, where, like, you could actually publish it and write about it and stuff. But what it was just, like, a TV show doing some random experiment. They had a guy, one of their guys in Britain, whatever, dress up as a British police officer and literally Hello. Just walked around and like fucked with people, and no one would do anything about it. Like, this lady was eating a sandwich and he came by, he's like, oh, can I see that? And he started eating it, and then he gave it the rest back to her. He's like, you can carry on your way now. And no one said anything. Like, no one argued with him, no one would do anything, just because he was wearing it. Wasn't even a real All like right.
I don't know if it's because they thought he was a cop or if it's because of the accent. I would listen to a guy
No. It was in Britain that they did this experiment.
Oh, so no
over there, everyone
it.
Has okay. a fucking accent.
But I was just thinking, like, if a cop walks up to me, he's like, you're under arrest. I'd be like, what the fuck did I do? But if a British cop walks up to me, he's like,
hello, mate.
You're under arrest. I'd be like, oh, okay.
And you have to say it back in that accent, because when people talk to you in the accent, you're just so tempted to answer them back. And you know what I'm talking about?
No, you're just a racist. oh, okay, so...
I know I'm not the only one who does that.
So getting back on topic, we were talking about whether or not you could save someone's life or take their life to save your own.
Hell yeah, I would take their life.
Skittles here has a story.
I knew it was going to happen.
Skittles here has a story that she was telling me about. Now, give us the finer points, but basically just the point where she's holding on.
Okay, so this chick comes to Las Vegas with her fiancé, and they're having a good time, horsed around in the room, probably getting drunk.
This
is real. My dad's coworker was involved, kind of. He went to go pick up... No. He went to go pick up this chick from the hospital who recounted this story to him. She was the girl who was going to be getting married. So she and her fiancé are in this hotel room. They're horsing around, probably getting drunk. There's a balcony at the hotel room. It's in one of the casinos. And he trips over the balcony. She grabs him, like, by the hand. And then she can't hold on and drops him to his death. He dies. And now she's trying to get on a plane to go back to Wyoming.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she was just blubbering when my dad's friend went to go pick her up. And she just told him this story. It's like... Who would have ever expected that? Holy shit.
What the hell?
Here's the thing is, what shocks me is that I think something like humans are 10 times stronger than they can be when they're under stress.
That's
or
what I was
called?
Thinking, too, you
called?
Know, when the mom can lift the car off of her
right.
baby.
Yeah,
right.
it's you would the think adrenaline that, rush.
Yeah, the adrenaline makes people, like, superhumans. This is true. This is 100% true. So I'm surprised that she wasn't able to hold on.
I know, me too.
She the only thing I can think of is that you're drunk. And
the only
drunk.
Thing I could think of was that she let go.
Oh, I cheated on you that one time, and I don't want you to know.
What'd you say, bitch?
Yeah, I don't know. I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about, but at the same time, like, first of all, you're probably, like, pretty goddamn drunk. You're in Vegas.
I guess. I mean, that might have been why, but I know for a fact...
And people tend to perspire more.
This has happened to me. Like, I have... gone through something like this where I literally did something I could never do if I wasn't under adrenaline.
Like what? I'm
I know I've told you guys this story, but I'm gonna recount it. When I was in Thailand with my family, we were all doing jet skis, okay? And I happened to cause an accident in which a jet ski with my father and sister stopped in front of me, and I froze. Like, I just, like, whoa. I didn't think, I didn't move, I just was like, frozen.
Yeah.
So I hit their tail wave, launched my jet ski up into the air, and landed on top of them. And I was, you know, going full throttle. I was going fast enough to lift a jet ski out of the water.
Wow.
So I was going pretty fast. completely ran them down. Haven't I told you guys this?
No.
No,
oh,
not at all.
Yeah, this has happened when I was in 8th grade.
Oh, wow. No, I never heard
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so... I ran them down. My stepmother's on my jet ski, and I tell her to go get help. So I'm swimming around looking for their bodies. And all of a sudden, I finally see them, like, off in the distance, and I'm like, oh, shit. I can see them, I can see them, but they're not moving. So I start swimming in that direction, and all of a sudden I feel something jerk my arm. And I look down, and jet skis, like workout machines, you wrap the thing around your body so that if you walk away from it, it turns off. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
But this thing that was wrapped around my wrist was, you know, a fail-safe key to the jet ski. So if it got pulled, the jet ski would turn off.
Mm-hmm.
It had wrapped around the handlebar, so it wasn't going to rip out.
Yeah.
And this thing was made out of wire.
Yeah.
I didn't think, I was too, like, focused on what I was doing. I didn't think to take it off my hand. Instead, yeah. I just ripped the thing in half.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, I went, ugh, and I ripped this thing that was made out of metal in half.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and then I swam over to them, and this was exactly what I was going to talk about for this week's episode, but, like, it was like life and death. Like, I swam over to them, and I held their heads above water until finally help came. That was, like, the most near-death experience I've ever had.
Were they unconscious?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they were unconscious, and then I had to, like, just wait for help to come.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Oh, wow. That is
crazy.
That
was, like,
really
probably the scariest moment I ever had in my life. But, yeah, it was near death.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Wow, that's super crazy.
They don't remember it.
You should be a lifeguard.
They don't remember it.
I should be a lifeguard? No, I actually feel like working and not doing a piss.
Oh, okay. I used to be a lifeguard.
Okay, and you know what? That's fine.
Low blow to the only lifeguard here.
I know that you're a hard worker, but any job my ex can do.
Well, she got fired after.
She got fired?
Yeah, she was too skinny. She weighed like 50 pounds. So they were like, I don't think you can really save anyone.
The one that you said I looked like.
Oh, the one with two hands for a forehead.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That's how I made fun of her. It was the...
I don't think
Oh, you're talking
had.
About this? What?
I don't think she had that big of a forehead, but everyone...
Because she eventually cut bangs.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, she got let go because she was too light, and they figured she couldn't save some 300-pound guy who was drunk and on the bottom of the pool.
Yeah.
No way. But yeah, that's my near-death experience. Do you guys have anything?
Do you have one there? Because I don't...
I do.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay,
yeah, I don't at all.
So I was in Omaha my freshman year of college. I decided to leave Vegas. What?
You said her name.
Oh, no, you said my name.
Skittles.
I'll go back and edit it. Damn it. I didn't want to.
Oops,
okay, so
I knew it was going to slip, and I knew. I didn't even know it slipped. I was like, yeah, just go.
I, Skittles, was in Omaha my freshman year of college. So we were going to a barn party, and anyone living in the Midwest will probably know what a barn party is. It was
a
refurbished barn.
Is this like a sex party, but
no.
with cousins?
No.
And with horses?
Oh, my God.
And horses.
No, it was out in the middle of some podunk town, Nebraska, and we decided to go have
a barn party.
Oh, it was just kind of like a refurbished barn. Like, it looked like somebody's basement. It had furniture and stuff like
and
that.
And just threw parties there?
Yeah,
or?
Just threw a party there. So, this
but
was
did someone
in...
own it? Was
yeah.
it, like, parties thrown there every weekend?
No,
or?
It was our friend's barn.
Oh, okay.
So,
all
he
right.
decided to throw the party. Anyway, so, he's throwing the party. We drove all the way there. It probably took us 3 hours, and it was snowing, because it was in December, I believe. So, there was probably about 5 feet of snow on the ground already.
Ooh,
so
yeah.
we drove there. We figured we were going to spend the night because we were all going to drink. And so we get there. Anyway, this guy that was driving us gets into a fight with one of the other guys there.
Oh, no.
And he's like, I'm going to kick your ass, blah, blah, blah. So then we're like, okay, well, we better leave now.
Yeah.
After all of us had already been drinking and had about... I don't know, probably like 10 shots apiece.
Oh, Jesus.
So we get in the car, and I'm like, oh, are you okay to drive? Are you okay to drive? He says yes, he's okay to drive, and I asked him about 50 times.
Yeah.
So we all get in the
car.
Yeah, because
you don't seem like the person who'd let someone drive.
No.
See, that's why I don't believe this story at all, Harley, just because I know you, and you are a paranoid. You're so paranoid that we have to use the name Skittles.
But I was drunk, and so I didn't know. I asked him 50 times, and he said yes, so I said, okay, well,
yeah,
he's
I mean,
probably
if
not
you're
lying.
Drunk, like it...
I guess.
Anyway, so... we go, and we're probably going about 2 miles an hour, realistically, but I have no idea, because I was in the back seat, just staring at my
Fine.
Own reflection. So, and we get to the stop sign in the middle of the snow. He tries to stop. The car didn't stop. Instead, there was about probably a 4-foot-deep ditch on the side of the road. We just kept heading toward that ditch, and we didn't end up stopping. And so the car tipped over on my side. So I was underneath these two other really heavy girls that were next to me. I was like, what the fuck? Get off. What are you doing? You're smushing me.
I had no idea. With fat girls again.
Yeah, I know. It's like, I have no idea what the hell's going on. And so the car tips over. Everyone else gets out. So I'm just kind of sitting there like, oh, I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to like get my leg out gracefully. I don't know what's happening. And so my friend just yanks me out of the car face first onto the snow. And anyway,
this doesn't seem like a life death experience. This seems like a drowning fish. Like,
I was kind of. So anyway, that's my life or death experience. I've never been in a car accident, but that one. But I'm glad that we were able to get out, and the car didn't explode or anything. But it was still pretty scary. So
I don't know. I've never had. The closest thing I had was the explosion in the lab. But I mean, that wasn't really. I mean, nothing was ruined. Nothing. No one was hurt. We were just deaf for like 2 days.
Oh my God.
That's scary because you didn't even know what hit you. Like,
what happened?
Well, because my we were mixing. We work with explosives in my research lab, and we didn't set off like one of the really big explosives, but we had like this tiny little thing that usually you can use to set off bigger explosives. And we were specifically told, do not crush them when they are together. So, of course, my coworker crushes them while they are together and puts way too much pressure. I was, like, looking down trying to get out, like, a little glass tube from this other glass tube, and it was really hard to get out. So I was, like, sitting there focusing, and all I can remember is I don't even remember hearing it go off. All I remember is by the time I realized what had happened, my ears were ringing. I was getting back my vision because the flash was so bright. Like, I just, like, you know when a camera flashes and you kind of lose your vision?
Yeah.
It was like that. And I was falling to the ground. Like, I was trying to catch my balance because you lose your balance after something explodes.
Wow.
If it's really that powerful, you lose your balance. And all I can remember is, like, trying to catch myself, all of a sudden being able to see, like, not being able to hear. It was crazy. It was really, really weird.
Jeez.
Like, the guy who's in charge, the doctor that we work for, he was, like, down around the corner, like, down another hallway. He said it sounded like a gunshot had gone off, and I don't blame him. Like, I imagine that it really did sound like a gunshot, probably even 10 times more powerful, because I couldn't hear.
So, did anyone get seriously injured?
No, no one was hurt. The thing that he was crushing it in was made out of, like, some type of ruby complex. It didn't break. The only thing is his glove, like, tore. He was wearing, like, a plastic glove. You could see it just tore up from the bottom.
But his hand was okay. Tore up from the flow up.
What? Never mind. I give up. I'm too tired. Yeah, no one was hurt, though. Surprisingly. And, like, the alarms went off. The fire department came. We had to evacuate. Like, it was just a big mess.
Jeez.
But, I mean, I wouldn't even consider that life and death. Because I really did not see that coming. If I would have died in that explosion, I would have died happy. Like, no pain, no nothing. Like, I didn't even know what happened until I was like, whoa, what's going on?
You know, if I had, like, read in the obituary that you had died in an explosion, the first thing I would think was that you did it.
Yeah.
And then I wouldn't feel bad because you're clumsy.
Isn't it a surprise that I'm actually the one who didn't set it off? Like, it's such a surprise, right?
Yeah.
Because it seems like something I'd accidentally do. Like, I trip, fall, hit the button. Set off the bomb, like
the accidental uniform.
Yeah, but now I'm, by the way, like, terrified of sample preparations. Like, anything that has to do with sample preps, I'm just like, no, I think I'll just sit in front of the computer over here behind the bomb glass, like,
yeah.
Bomb-proof glass.
But you've never been in, like, a car accident or anything?
I have, but it wasn't like a life or death thing. Like, I rear-ended somebody when I was coming home from work one day about 3 years ago. And turned my car into a freaking xylophone. Like, because I hit, like, you see my tiny little Asian car. And I hit this ginormous SUV, and my car went under their car pretty much. and then, like, came out. So, like, everything looked like a xylophone. Like, the front of my car was all just, like, wrinkled.
Wow. When was this? Is this your car now?
This is my car now. Yeah, it was a brand new car 5 months after my dad had bought it for me, and I almost totaled it.
Yeah. See, everyone got into a car accident when they first got their car. I know I did.
Yeah?
Mine wasn't a big deal, though.
I got into one besides that drunken barn party one.
Was it your fault?
Yeah, because I backed into my ex's car.
On purpose
He was my boyfriend at the time.
Oh, okay.
But he was really nice about it, but I totally tore the entire side of my Prius.
See, all these brand new cars, they're made like, I don't know, like an engine surrounded by paper. Like, my car just, you know, scrunched up really nice and easy. You know how, like, race cars are built so that, you know, when you crash, the thing is, the race car is meant to actually just, like...
To absorb the impact,
The impact, so it just gets absolutely wrecked and it's pretty much unsalvageable.
Yeah, you guys have never flipped a car or anything?
Hell no.
Besides my Omaha. But that was just on the side.
Omaha. One of my exes flipped her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Ashley.
First of all, I want to know, how the hell do you flip a car?
I don't know.
Because it was like, I don't know if you saw it that one day. One day I was driving to school, driving down the I-15, and you know how it's like kind of like on a platform, you know, like if you fall off the edge, you're pretty much dead.
Yeah.
And some car had gotten halfway over, and it was just stuck there. Like, the tires were like over the edge, you know? I was just like, how do you do that? Like, how do you do that? What do you have to do to almost get your car to drive off the freeway? Like, the concrete, you know,
the barriers,
big pillars. How do you get over that?
I don't know.
How did she flip the car? I'm curious.
I guess she was just speeding, hit some dry ice, and that's all she remembers. And then, a tree went through the windshield, and she flipped the car. Yeah. It's crazy.
Oh, ice.
I didn't
okay.
know it.
See,
I didn't
that
know it
that concept is foreign to me because I've lived in Vegas my whole life.
Yeah. Trees? What?
Trees?
Well, I imagine.
There are trees? There's ice on the roads? Where?
Well, I imagine if you're going really fast and then if you turn the wheel all the way, your tires would, you know,
be
perpendicular.
I can imagine on ice. I mean, ice is extremely unpredictable. I mean,
I remember in Reno, this isn't life or death at all, but I remember in Reno it was like a snow day.
Oh, yeah.
And then we were trying to get your car, your tiny,
down the road, my Prius.
Prius that can, you know, you floor it and it goes.
Hey, it does not queef, okay? There is no queefing involved.
I don't know, it looks like a giant vagina car.
But yeah, so we're trying to get this car to drive down the road. So me and her roommate, like, jump out of the car and are pushing it down the ice. And we can push this car, not because it's light, because it is, but because it's on ice.
Yeah.
And we're just, like, pushing it, like, 3 blocks down the road. Yeah. Finally, she got some concrete and could keep going
a
little bit.
Yeah, I got some traction.
Oh, wow.
Well, no, it wasn't my decision. Anyway.
See, I don't know. Like, the concept of ice is foreign to me. Like, I've never driven. No, I drove on ice once, but I was learning to drive a stick shift, so I couldn't even get the car to go 2 feet anyways. I don't know.
Yeah.
I had a couple of short, almost, I don't know if I would have died. I think I'm just being melodramatic. You guys can be the judge if I'm being melodramatic.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, but when I was really little, two stories. I got a couple, actually. Okay, so when I was really little, I was in a Jack in the Box, and I bend over to tie my shoe, and I hear coo-coo-coo-coo, and I look around like, I don't know what that noise is. So I go back to tying my shoe, over, under, through the hoop, coo-coo-coo-coo, and I'm like, what the fuck? So I look around still, and it gets louder and louder and louder, coo-coo-coo-coo-coo. So finally, I just hear like what I think is like the last one, like a coo-coo-coo-coo-coo. And then I just duck down, and I immediately jump underneath one of the tables, and where I had been standing, the ceiling fan, and it was a big metal ceiling fan, fell down, still connected to the wire, and kept spinning. And
oh my
landed
God.
Where I had been standing, and I was like, holy shit, I almost shot my head off. So there was that. And all they did was give me a free cheeseburger.
What?
Yeah. They should have just been like, you know what? You can have this entire McDonald's.
Please don't sue us.
Please don't sue us.
I remember my mom had a bitch fit, yeah. And then, another one. I was taking a shower.
Was it your stepmom or your real mom?
My mom.
See, if it was like an Asian parent, you would have gotten that whole McDonald's.
What the hell am I supposed to do with the Jack in the Box? I don't want it.
Oh, Jack in the Box. My bad. Weird.
You should have the Jack in the Box head.
But like, now I want the cool mask.
I want to be the voice of Jack.
Yeah.
If you don't make me the voice of Jack, I will sue you.
You want hamburger? Called Jack in Box.
Don't make fun of my accent.
Oh my god.
Anyway, so I remember another time I was taking like a shower, and I'm like laying there. I was like really, really little.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I'm playing in the bath and just like doing my thing. And I had like a sliding glass door in the shower instead of a curtain. It was a sliding glass door, and it fell over. And, like, was about to, like, hit me in the head and, like, shatter and everything. But my dad was brushing his teeth at the sink. And he was, like, brushing his teeth, saw it fall, caught it with one hand, and then kept brushing his teeth. This is true. I was like, what the fuck?
Like a ninja.
Yeah, like, man, you cool, Dad. I like you.
That's crazy that it's just, like, damn it, this stupid shower door.
I was thinking in his mind, in his split-second mind, it was either I could save my son's life, or I could get rid of this tooth decay. And you know what? Like a baller, he chose both. Like Spider-Man.
That's crazy.
I wonder if he reconsidered.
I'm curious. Do you guys know anybody with like a crazy life or death story? Because I don't know anyone with one that I know.
Besides that coworker story, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard of stuff like that, and every time it's always someone that did die.
Oh. That's not funny anymore then. That's awkward. Okay.
Yeah, no, I know a couple people that died during high school.
Who?
Not at our high school.
Oh, okay.
But, like, when I was in high school, I knew people
I think
that
there
died.
Was, like, one or two from our high school.
Oh, yeah, maybe that one kid who overdosed on pot or something.
You can't overdose on pot, but go ahead. I'm intrigued now.
He overdosed on something.
Yeah, it wasn't pot. Like, in order to overdose on pot, you'd have to smoke, like, I think it's like 100,000 times what it takes you to get high. And by the time you're high, you're already passed out, so that means you'd, like, have to have an IV of pot. And then, like,
I would not.
Someone had to be blowing
people
in your face constantly. Like, it's impossible to overdose.
Hey, you know
pot.
What? You want to just get a little high? You want to just die? I can overdose you on pot. Come on, man. It's just pot. Don't be a dick.
No one dies on pot.
No one dies on pot. Yeah, unless you like. Because I know. Okay, this is a crazy thing. Speaking about weird drugs. So, of course, my family lives in the Netherlands, and for a long time, all soft drugs were legal in the Netherlands, which is shrooms, anything pretty much that you can grow without processing. Uh-huh. So shrooms, pot, salvia, anything like that would have been legal. And I was 17. I was supposed to try it the next year because you're not legal until you're 18 to give it a go. So I was waiting. I was like, yes, next year I get to do magic mushrooms. I'm going to try it. So, actually, it turns out as soon as I left, they had made it illegal because I guess they had a couple people that did it and decided they could fly and jump off a building, and it turns out they can't fly, and, like, that's just, that's a weird
thing. Yeah, I hear about those kind of stories a lot.
Yeah.
People just like, oh, they think they can, and they just jump.
Yeah, yeah. I can fly. It's like, oh, no, there
sadly
he goes.
Mistaken.
Yeah.
Bum, bum, ba-dum. Anyway, my first memory of me being a baby. Now, I remember this, and this is true. I think that's my catchphrase this week. This is true.
This is true.
Yeah.
That is true. Yes.
But the first memory I ever had was when I fell in the pool in my walker when I was little.
Oh.
And I, like, asked my dad about it once. I was like, hey, did I ever fall in the pool when I was little in my walker? Because I distinctly remember doing it. And he's like, what? You were like 3 weeks old. I was like, well, what the fuck was I doing by the pool when I was 3 weeks old? I don't know. We were barbecuing or something, and you just kind of did your thing. Like, God.
That's really interesting because, like, according to, like, the international whatever, like, anything that happens before you're 3 years old is not reliable information.
Yeah.
Like, when it comes to, like, child molestation and stuff, anything that happens before you're 3 years old, supposedly you cannot remember, because that's, like, the average age that people start remembering things. Yeah. So when you say, like, 3 weeks and you remember it and you can bring it up to your dad, like, that's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. I just have baller, like, memory.
And scent of smell, or... Scent of smell.
That didn't I don't make have sense. As good bad
sense of smell.
I don't have a great sense of smell. You just smell.
I don't smell.
You smell like fish sauce.
Cause I was cooking today.
You don't cook.
I do cook a salad, and it had fish sauce in it.
And my last one is really stupid, but that guitar right there, I was playing it like rocking the hell out one day, and I was like, I strung it a little too hard, and the metal string, like, flew out off the guitar because it ripped and landed right in an electrical socket. This is true. I literally, in slow motion, because you know when something's weird like that, you can see it happen in slow motion.
Yeah.
I saw it fly off, land in the socket, electricity travel up through the string, and my guitar proceeded to explode.
But it's sitting right there.
But
it didn't, like, explode. It just, like, the whole thing sparked, and, like, sparks were, like, instantly shot out the end of it right there. They shot out the knobs.
That's some Led right. Zeppelin
all,
or Guns N' Roses.
Travels at the speed of light. You can't see the speed of light.
If I can remember something when I was 3 weeks old, fuck you. I can't. I saw it at the speed of light, bitch.
TJ, didn't you post something on Facebook earlier today saying that you were a perpetual liar or something like that?
Oh
yeah, now that's totally working against you. You're screwed now.
No.
See, this is true. Now none of it's true.
That's why that was your catchphrase.
I was
wondering where my my lack of belief for your stories was going, and then I remember now. I'm glad you brought that up.
For the record,
Skittles.
Yes,
no problem. Skittles with the win.
I am a compulsive liar, yes, but this
one was true.
I swear, man, I'm telling you, it was
shut up, boy, you cried wolf.
Sparks were shooting out. It was crazy.
Yeah.
So okay, my
what
if you were holding on to someone, do you think you could save them?
If my life wasn't in danger, yeah, I'd imagine so.
Would you take a bullet for somebody, do you think?
Ooh, besides, like, my brother or kids, probably not, no.
Really?
I think I definitely would for kids. Like, if I had my own, not just kids in general, like, I might be the one shooting that bullet in some of those cases. But, like, I'm pretty sure for my own kids, I would. Just because, like, when you're 3 or 4, you start to develop your personality, right? And there's this one story that I really like when my dad tells it, because I think it's really me, that when I was, like, 3 or 4, I was developing my personality. Like, he was in a park. He was taking me to the park, and he started getting in an argument with, like, this big guy with, like, a big dog.
Yeah.
No, I didn't pee myself. I only pee myself when I laugh, not when I'm scared. Get it right. He says that I stepped up, and I said, "Don't hurt my daddy." Like, a big guy, big dog, and I did that. And so, you know, like, I don't think your personality ever really changes. Like, you discover things about yourself, you get older, but your personality doesn't generally change.
Uh-huh.
So I think I'd be able to do it for family, for friends. I'm sorry, TJ, I love you. Skittles. But I probably wouldn't.
Okay.
I'd probably only do it for my own kin, like, my own kids.
I was actually thinking about that lately. I used to think that I would take a bullet for anyone.
Yeah. When you're younger, I think you think that a lot more.
Yeah.
I think I would, because I'm, like, really fate-based. I think everything is meant to be and kind of stuff like that. And it sounds like bullshit, I know, but...
No, I mean, there is always that one person who can make the sacrifice. I just think I'd lose my way somewhere along the line and not make that sacrifice.
So, yeah, I would think if any given moment, and if it was me or someone else, I would choose the other person, because I think I would.
What if
you
hated that person's guts? What if it was who do you hate?
Who
do you hate?
Who don't I hate?
Ooh, good question. Me? I don't know. Let's say it's someone you really don't like, though.
Well, like I'm trying to say is, I think my fate, my destiny, my entire life has been lived for the sake of me saving that person's life so they can live theirs.
Hmm.
Or maybe it's the other way around. Maybe they're supposed to save your butt.
what am I going to contribute to the world? I'm not going to call it the cure for AIDS. I'm going to spread herpes a little bit.
I know, I sat on the bed, crabs. Guys. Look out.
She's like, I know by
you
cure.
Start getting bumps around your lips. Don't
I know,
call
well,
me.
There's a big one on your head. Right there. I see it.
Oh, that's mean.
We shall name him Bob. Bob, TJ's. Okay, never mind. No, I don't think I could do that. Not unless it was for.
Yeah.
And you think you could?
Well, I used to think I could, but... Oh, you said my name again. But then I was like, would I even take a bullet for my boyfriend that I've been with for 4.5 years now? And I was like,
no.
I don't know. I need to think about this one for longer.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I, because I used to think the same thing when I was younger. I was like, yeah, I totally make self-sacrifices. Now that I get older, I'm like, hell no. I've spent way too much time
I be for
working
nothing.
On me to save somebody else. Right? I don't know.
I guess, but I don't know.
Because it's just, maybe it's because I am studying, like, a type of science, whatever. And I think that the whole, like, what humanity is about, what humans are about, is like the same thing as other animals about. It's about survival. It's about spreading your DNA, your genes, you know, whatever. So why would I save someone else and like ended up not being able, you know, to do what I think what we were made to do?
Which is fuck.
Survival of the, no, survival of the best adapt. The best adapt. My English is terrible today, Jesus. I can't figure out anything here. I need a spell check in my head.
All right. Well, I think that just about wraps up our discussion. Yeah?
Yeah. All right. Sounds good.
All right, we finally had a short episode.
Did you even share your news,
No,
though?
I'm going to right now.
Oh,
you
my
can
God.
You calm the hell down, woman.
Oh, my God.
I'm getting there. So my weird news this week is conveniently titled, Wisconsin Man Arrested for Making Own Cheeseburger. And then, quote, fries at Denny's.
What?
Yeah. This guy named James Summers, allegedly, I don't know. See, I always wonder why they use the word allegedly on things when people saw them do it.
I guess unless it goes through a court system, you're technically supposed to say allegedly. I don't know.
It's like that, the Columbine shooter kids allegedly shot up all those people.
Yeah.
We don't know what happened. We have video recordings and eyewitnesses, but it was alleged. It, you know.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Anyway, so this guy who looks like I don't know. What do you think, Skittles? What does he look like? He looks like he
a child molester.
I don't think he looks that bad. I think like...
Turn it. Let me see what he looks like.
If he was...
Look at that smile.
He's so, like,
I don't know. He looks
come
like
on, he
looks
so
major.
Proud of himself.
He still looks like a biology major.
And a child molester.
They're one and the same. Tomato, tomato, yeah. Nevada, Nevada.
Pasture.
But anyway, Please, James Summers thing. Allegedly walked into Denny's and cooked his own food. For some odd reason, maybe he doesn't have a house, maybe he doesn't have a kitchen, but he decides...
Maybe he didn't feel like cleaning, because that sounds like something I would do. Like,
you know what, that might
but
be
I don't feel like cleaning, and I know TJ keeps his house pretty clean, so I'm going to go over to his house.
You see that pile of clothes right over there?
Yeah, but your kitchen's pretty darn spotless.
That's not me.
And your kitchen smells like fish sauce.
That's what's happening.
So it's like
that's what's
like
good about having a mail order stepmother. You did it again!
Oh shit! That's
anyway,
probably like the 10th time you have to edit
Skittles
her.
Skittles thing has really failed.
Anyway,
can we just like skip it? I mean, I didn't say
fine.
Your last name.
That's fine.
See, it's fine, TJ. You don't have to edit it anymore. Quit writing on the board what times I messed up.
I did it too. Anyway, so he's 52 years old.
Okay.
Decides to put on like a suit and tie. Walks into Denny's and says that he's a corporate manager. And they let him into the back kitchen.
Because they're idiots. Okay, go ahead.
And he decides to just fry his shit up. Threw a patty down, makes a burger, fries some fries, and had a meal. And he got arrested for it. I don't know how they caught him.
Yeah, I don't know. Unless one of the people who worked there was probably like, or a manager came in finally after a while and was like, that's not corporate. What are you talking about?
Yeah. But, I don't know, me and Skittles here go to Denny's quite often, and people there are kind of stupid.
Yeah. Oh, that one guy is so annoying.
Tell that story.
No, you tell it. I hardly remember. It obviously
I talked about it. There was this dumb server that we had at Denny's, and like I was like, he's like, you want anything to drink? And I was like, oh, I'll just have a water. And he's like, oh, we're all out. And then he looked at me like dead serious and went, ha-ha-ha! Give me some fucking water.
Yeah, he was pure shtick. Like, what else would he do? I forgot.
Oh, when he dropped off the check, he's like, I have bad news for you. This is the end of our meeting.
But he would do that at every table. We would sit there for the entire hour we were there and watch him do it to 10 tables consecutively.
The same joke?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
That's so stupid. I've only made a bad joke to a customer once, and it was the only time I ever used that joke. I told you about that, right?
No.
I work at a restaurant as a waitress, of course. And this couple came in, and the lady, she's like, I want a spicy chicken rigatoni, not spicy, and no chicken. So I'm like, you want a spicy chicken rigatoni, not spicy, no chicken. I'm thinking, why doesn't she just order a rigatoni? But okay, I'm not going to say anything. So the guy she's with goes, I like to order a chicken and sausage baked ziti. And I said, without the chicken and without the sausage. Because I just felt like you ever just want to be a dick to someone just because you've had such a tough day and they're going to give you that stupid order, spicy chicken rigatoni without the spicy, without the chicken. Like, you're really going to do that to me? Yeah, so I was just like,
oh, I
actually
that.
Got a pretty good tip too.
I don't know. Just the other day, I had a table of like 7,
yeah.
And this chick shows up late, which bothers me when customers show up late because it feels like I get double sat because then I have to wait for them, the rest of their table, to put their order in. Meanwhile, at the host stand, I'm going through rotation.
Yeah.
So when they finally decide to order, is the same time the table that came in 20 minutes after them is ready to order too.
Oh, okay.
But so this girl, she looks at me and she's like, can I have the crispy chicken salad without the chicken? And I'm like, we have salads. Do you want, you know, we have this salad.
Yeah,
the salad comes in. She's like, oh,
In that case, I want that salad. Add crispy chicken. I'm sorry. That's what can I imagine? Like, customers can be, I don't think they realize it either. But, okay, wait. Finish your story.
That's it. Everyone at her table was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
They were, like, completely on my side. And they're just like, just order a different salad, not the chicken salad. And she's like, but it just sounds better that way. And we all just stared at her like, what the fuck are you talking about? But, yeah. And then finally she's like, yeah, fine. Just take the sick chicken off of it. And I don't want that much chicken. And, like, here's the thing. At work, when you put stuff into the computers, like,
it's a bitch to put into the computers. Like, I hate it when people gotta change up the menu a lot. Like, add peas. Okay, there's a button for that.
Yeah.
But, like, when you ask for all this weird shit.
Yeah, all we have is a special instructions button. Maybe that's what you have, too. So you push that button, and that's where you get the little computer screen. You can type whatever the changes.
Yeah.
So it's just a bitch to do that, because usually half the time they don't understand what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, telephone, she said this, then you're telling them this, and then they're like, what?
You know
what I mean? And all they have is the piece of paper to look at when they get it printed on the back.
And I don't even know if this happens at yours, because what happens at my place is we only got, like, now we have a brand new system. We have, like, 3-4 computers now. But before, we only had, like, 2 working computers, and there's, like, 15 servers there for the night, and you got to wait in line.
Yeah, we
for
have
these
three.
Stupid. We only have 3 computers. And you have, like, 15 servers a night about. Yeah, and you got to wait in line, and, like, if this thing freezes, if someone can't figure something out, and then you have these stupid orders that it takes you, like, 10 minutes to figure out how to type it in right, and if you don't type it in wrong, like, the chef yells at you.
Yeah.
It's just a mess, and you can definitely tell who's never worked in a restaurant who has spicy chicken rigatoni without the spicy without the chicken. Come on. And it was just so awkward, because after I said that, I was like, without the chicken and without the sausage, right? And we just stared at each other, and he's like, no, with the chicken and the sausage. And I was like, oh, my bad.
What a douche. Yeah, my aunt does the same thing. She orders fish tacos without the fish at Roberto's, which is like the drive-thru. So she expects this kind of quality in a pre-made thing.
So she gets just like, what, like a flap of tortilla, like an empty flap?
Yeah, she should have just asked for a tortilla. I have no idea.
That's what happens when you have too many kids. You only get the shell left.
Well, I think that's it. Is there anything you want to... Wait. Your father's in the military, right? Has he ever, like, crashed a plane?
No.
Yeah, that's right. He's a pilot.
Okay, cool story, bro.
Yeah, that was awesome. I look forward to hearing it again sometime.
Well, thank you very much for coming on. This is, like, a bitch of a show to put together. We're recording, like, 2 days late.
But, I mean, it worked out because you still haven't edited the other one, or you just uploaded it today or something.
I uploaded it today. I went to San Diego. I'm sorry.
You're not allowed to have a life when you have a podcast.
Speaking of life and death, I have to add this one more story because it's fresh in my mind, and you guys both like the status on Facebook. But when I was in San
Diego...
So
therefore you have to like it.
Yes, it's a good story, and I'm really
I'm pissed. A good compulsive liar. What?
You shut up.
Okay, sorry.
Damn it.
Sorry.
You know what's a life and death story? Remember when we were in Reno and that homeless guy crashed his bike?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, you haven't talked from it. You tell this story.
Oh, okay. So TJ had no car in Reno and I had to drive him everywhere in my little Prius.
I cooked dinner for you 10
feet of snow. So anyway, we were driving to the bank. He deposited his money. We were leaving right in front of our car. My car, that is.
Prius.
My Prius. This homeless guy riding a bike falls over, smashes his face into the concrete.
He ate shit. Like, he flew over his handlebars and landed headfirst into some rocks.
Woo! Yeah, right in front of my car. And then he gets up kind of woozy and his entire side of his face is all bloody and everything. I'm just like, what should we do? I don't think we should get out because he might ask for money.
So, see, we already know she's not saving anyone when the zombie apocalypse comes.
What did I do? Without hesitation.
Okay, TJ jumped out of the car, asked him if he was okay,
etc. I, like, helped him with his feet.
Yeah.
And then he, like, I don't know if he was drunk and just wobbly, but he looked like he was charging at me.
He did.
Yeah,
I remember
that.
I think
he was just, like, leaning forward and kind of falling with his lean. But I swear to God, I thought he had a knife and he was going to stab me. Because he was just, like, almost falling, speed running at me.
Yeah.
And then he falls over again, and he tries to pick up his bike. And he's like, "Hey, do you have a car?" And I'm like, "No, I don't. I just walked to the bank. I don't have any money either." But I was like, "But I think the bank manager is standing outside. I think he's calling the police for you. Maybe they'll get you an ambulance." And he freaked the fuck out. He's like, "No. No, don't call the cops. No, don't call the cops." And then he just kind of, like, sat down and didn't say anything. So I just hopped back in the car and we left and the bank...
You lied to me. You said you had no car.
Yeah. That was the thing, is I was afraid he would, like... I was more worried about Sierra.
Oh, my God.
I was more worried about her. Because
Skittles.
Well, this is coming from me. I mean, whenever I see someone walking down the street with a backpack on, I make sure to lock my doors while I'm driving.
Yeah.
There could be a 5-year-old walking across the street. I'm like, that 5-year-old, they have something in that backpack, and I don't want to know what it is. Locking my door.
It's like a Buzz Lightyear.
A Hello Kitty doll. No.
So, okay, about my story in San Diego, I had a pretty good time for the most part, except for my damn sisters fighting with each other constantly.
Right, they're not listening to this.
They do listen to this, they do. They've listened to every episode. So, you two chicks need to stop fighting. It's annoying. Anyway, so we're in San Diego, and we're drunk, and we're trying to find our way back to the hotel after the concert, and we're walking around downtown, and this couple walks up to us. This chick, I don't remember because I was drunk, but I remember thinking she was hot. But I don't remember what she looks like now.
Yeah.
But I remember thinking she was
alcohol hot. Does some crazy things to you. Sometimes you think people are really hot, and then you see them the next day, and you're like, oh,
it makes
dear
you,
Lord.
It makes you hook up with married chicks that are your neighbor.
Did you have that
awkward.
Third eye?
Awkward.
What?
I said, did you have that third eye before? I don't quite remember.
I think you just told a joke that only you get.
No.
Yeah,
okay,
I missed it. I don't even know what third eye we're talking about.
Yeah. Anyway, so,
Are you talking about the one-eyed snake?
No.
Okay,
no.
Then. I don't know what third eye we're going to.
Third eye blind? What? No. Anyway,
I love that.
so this chick walks up, she's like, are you guys drunk? Woo! And we're like, yeah, we're drunk. And she's like, not as drunk as me. And I was like, oh yeah? Why don't you prove it? Flash us or something to show us that you're drunk. And then she was with her boyfriend at the time.
You could probably whip your butt.
And that was the thing, is like, I realized I was drunk and I said it. And I was like, I probably shouldn't have said that. This guy's gonna kick my ass.
Yeah.
So to like pretend that it wasn't me that said that, I take my phone out of my pocket and like look down at the time. So like if he happened to look back, he would like
not like, think it's you, or yeah, think you were just joking around and yeah, didn't care. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I just wanted to avoid the conversation. Apparently, he didn't even look back, and she totally flashed us, and I'm so pissed that I missed it, because I looked down. But that is life and death, in a nutshell.
That is life and death.
Yep.
All right.
Cool story.
Cool story, bro.
But that's it.
Yeah, I think we're just about
much,
done.
Thank you very much, Anonymous, for coming on.
You're welcome. Taste the rainbow.
And kill Scientology. Never mind. Anonymous joke, didn't get it. Okay, my bad. I would think we're done for the night.
Oh, you're doing... Oh, I get it. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, everybody. We'll see you next week.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.